Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday, the 1st of July. The French election result does not appear to be terribly far from the opinion polls in terms of the popular vote share. Financial markets have already priced quite a lot of political uncertainty in France, which is just as well, as there's still quite a lot of political uncertainty ahead. One of the key features of this round of voting is the record number of constituencies that could now have a three-way runoff in the second round of voting. With the far-right Rassemblement National winning the largest number of first-round votes, it is the behaviour of the other parties that becomes very important to this election. If third-placed candidates withdraw, then there is the prospect of what is known as a Front Républicain, which in this instance would aim to keep the Rassemblement National from gaining power. The left-wing Nouveau Front Populaire have called on their candidates, who were in third place, to withdraw. French Prime Minister Attal has been more ambiguous, and there is a suggestion that candidates from the Ensemble group will not be asked to withdraw if the alternative is from the far left, La France Insoumise. Given likely deals in the second round, it seems unlikely that any one group will be able to claim a majority in the new National Assembly. However, it would perhaps be unwise for investors to regard such an outcome with any high degree of certainty. That suggests relatively weak government and little prospect of reversing the deterioration of France's fiscal position, although a trust-like crisis should be avoided. More broadly, it is worth reflecting that the rise of prejudice politics is something that is nearly always associated with periods of economic upheaval. And as the global economy is experiencing arguably the biggest structural change in economic forces for 250 years, this pattern of scapegoat economics and prejudice politics is likely to become more common in more countries. Away from politics, in the rather purer atmosphere of economics, we have the release of preliminary German June consumer price inflation data. There is an expectation for a further slowing in the year-on-year rate of inflation, although the skew of expectations is towards upside risk rather than downside risk. Euro area inflation is within a reasonable range around the ECB's target, and data like this should secure the idea of another couple of rate cuts later this year. There are assorted business confidence opinion polls coming out. The Japanese Tankan has already been released, and the United States ISM data lies ahead. The issue of political polarization has to be considered with this data. We know that polarization is extreme when it comes to consumer sentiment, and it would be naive to suppose that this polarization does not extend to corporate surveys. The people answering consumer polls are the same people answering business polls, after all. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investor investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.